We're gonna look at a few things that are here to fix in my queue today. This is an iPhone 6S Plus with a complaint of touch doesn't work. iPhone 5C, no power, so it won't turn on. Somebody used the cheap gas station chargers.
1.6 billion cell phones were manufactured in 2012, and it's estimated that 60% of those ended up in landfills. The average American keeps a cell phone for only about 18 months before replacing it.
There are tons of repairable devices that are going into the e-waste stream for no reason other than a lack of sharing of information. Somewhere in the world, somebody is bulldozing something in order to make you an iPhone. And do you really have the right, a year later, to discard it? So I started fixing them. Today's plan, we're going to start with a really fun project. This is one of my favorite class projects. We do it every week. This was a real repair for data recovery that came to me. I want for you guys to kind of go through the experience of troubleshooting this problem on your own. And it's going to require you to get creative.
People travel from all over the globe to learn how to fix iPhones from Jessa Jones.
Let's look at the schematic.
She's pioneering a new field of board-level micro-repair, fixing devices that would otherwise be trashed, and that no one, not even Apple, thought it was possible to fix. DIY fixers and repair shops from around the world follow her micro-soldering tutorials on YouTube and send their toughest cases into her shop, iPad Rehab.
Hi, this is Sonia Thompson with iPad Rehab. Returning your call.
The number of people that are training in this kind of industry are less than a dozen. It seems like they're viewed as disposable devices. Every couple years, you get a new one, you throw it away, get a new one. So getting into that mindset that these are repairable, a lot of people don't even know they can be fixed.
It is estimated that 41.8 million tons of personal electronics and appliances were discarded in landfills in 2014. That's over $52 billion worth of iron, copper, gold, silver, and other precious metals that were simply thrown away.
Any general repair shop can replace a broken charge port. Apple will tell you that they just don't offer that repair. The common touch IC fault on the iPhone 6 Plus, super big epidemic. Apple will sell you a refurbished board that is really set up to have the same problem again. What we can do would be to replace the chip and then to stabilize the board with a metal shield, and that will prevent that problem from recurring. Any one of those four caps is turned into a wire, could that be it?
Really what we're all trying to learn is just kind of the next level of repairs. She's the expert. She's the one who knows everything about it, has the most experience with it.
Look under the microscope for any shorts or anything weird.
Now we can fix these, make the repair community more relevant, that we're not just replacing screens, covers, and batteries. We're doing a lot more to it. Be like an auto mechanic only replacing, you know, windshields and, you know, doing paint jobs, but we're fixing the engines.
So what does it take to micro-solder? Number one, microscope. You can't solder without a microscope. The motherboard is generally seen as a replaceable part. And in reality, it's a city of tiny components that are like Legos. And any Lego that fails, you can just switch in another Lego, and then the whole thing works again. The multimeter is an indispensable tool. This is what makes you into a diagnostician that's able to use your brain and solve problems on your own. And without really understanding and being able to use a multimeter, then you're going to be what I call a please bro tech.
What I noticed early on was there was just this rampant sort of internet community of what I call please bro solutions, where people will be like, you know, describe a problem. Please bro, help me bro, what's the solution? And they would say solutions that were like, well, it's anything but that. So I kind of became a bit of a internet warrior against that kind of information.
This job is kind of like painting the veins on a housefly wing. Manufacturer support for repair is really non-existent. It's an antagonistic relationship. When we go to fight for the right to repair, they come and say, you shouldn't be able to repair. There's no support. We're completely figuring this out on our own. My background is in molecular genetics, which is all about trying to understand how tiny little things that you can't see work when there's no user manual. So at iPad Rehab, we are a team of 6 women and 1 stay-at-home dad.
We are hardware-based approach to everything and board level.
I love nothing more than when my kids say, Mom can fix that. Because it's usually give it to Dad. I think every mom out there is going to be a problem solver.
Jean is very efficient. She's a microsolderer.
Last week, I fixed my first pulled M1 pad.
The one that is in my pile?
I didn't do the one that was in your pile. I did another
Great.
One.
Great. This is awesome. Here you go. Back to you. Here you go. Yay. Congratulations. And then Christy, she's also microsoldering and solving a lot of iPad charging issues and no power issues.
These were all the tools that were in the garage that belonged to my husband. My husband's actually an electrical engineer, and now I'm the one who's here doing this.
It is something that you can learn without a PhD in electrical engineering.
I don't fix water damage stuff. I fix cracked screens, so this backlight thing is kind of new to me. I've done something like it before, so I think I'm gonna do pretty well on it.
All right, are you ready to try to fix this?
Yeah.
My kids are definitely fixers, and it's fun to see their creativity. You know what continuity testing is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's to see if electricity is like, it goes in a circle, sort of.
Yeah, exactly.
Nope.
No beep. What does that mean?
It's bad.
Exactly, it's a bad filter.
Nothing will go through it.
So you're gonna put a blob of flux around here. And then very carefully, you're going to go down there and really go down to the bottom of the board, get it hot for a few seconds, give it heat it. All the way down to the bottom of the board on both sides, good. So place it more or less back in the spot.
There you go, that's better.
Excellent. Great, grab it with the hot tweezers and press it onto those pads.
There we go.
All right, it's time for the moment of truth.
Oh, okay, good.
You didn't kill it, still detected. That's good.
Of course I didn't kill it. I'm a pro microsolder.
You're a pro microsolder now.
Yeah.
High five.
Yay.
You guys are really the first generation that grew up with an iPad in hand. Eventually, they're all gonna come meet the shredder. I mean, there's just so many things that you can do if you just look around and think about repair.